last laugh, Mr. Michaels. The latest wedding had just fallen through. It seems he was unable to bring himself to say, I do. Probably because he was still in a coma. This week, his problems are compounded by the confrontation with his evil and, yes, dangerous past.
Daddy-o, what's up? Yeah, got to the hospital, snuck past everyone. Aren't you glad to see me? You don't look too happy. Oh, I forgot, you're still in a coma. Well, if you haven't been doing much, what's been happening around you? I mean, any cards, letters, flowers, gifts, checks, dividends, cash? Forgot, you're still in a coma. How about medically speaking, anything interesting happen? Unusual? Cardiac arrest? Code blue? Brain death? I bet people do a lot of things around you that they wouldn't do in front of other patients, huh? You know, like nurses adjusting their stockings and other items, divulging their inner secrets, their wants, their desires, carelessly talking aloud. I mean, the real stuff, too, none of this soap opera BS, huh? You can tell me about it, Pops. I mean, you can tell me about anything. No morsel is too unrefined, no piece too raw. Come on, talk to me, Daddy-O, talk to me. Forgot you're still in a coma. Well, maybe I ought to do the talking for a while, huh? Let's see, what's been happening to me lately? Well, that's unimportant, Oh, I heard the best joke about the... That's a little sick, too personal, I suppose. Hey, there is one thing, though, that has happened to me that's been kind of funny. I had this little talk with the executor of your state, yeah. He wasn't too glad to see me at first, no. But then I had this little man-to-man discussion. You know, like the kinds we used to always have. Yeah. Then he started telling me lots of things. Like the fact that he has a wife and two kids and can't afford to die. Yeah, told me all sorts of things. I started asking him about your wealth and where it's all hidden. Yeah, he told me that you didn't trust anyone. Imagine that, not trusting anyone. That you didn't keep any records. That you hid all the little facts in that little mind of yours. So I continued to ask him, how do people get the money after you die? He said that there wasn't any way. And that only you could say where it all was, and whoever found that out pretty much had it all. Now, it made me think, you know, I came over here out of the kindness of my own heart just to see how you're doing, and thought maybe you might want to talk to me about it. I mean, I'm not threatening you or anything. No, I mean, what can I do to you now? I pretty much fixed you up all I can. Except there is this one little plug over here. I could accidentally trip over it if I'm not careful. Pull it out, maybe, even without noticing, huh? But you'd notice, wouldn't you? Yeah. You'd notice maybe enough to tell me where... Maybe enough to tell me where all the little things are. Forgot you. You're still in a coma. Besides, you'd probably like to take it with you, wouldn't you? Huh? But see, you couldn't do anything with it. Now me, I could do something with it. I could start a new life. I could change. You know, become the prodigal son. I know I haven't exactly been that. Yeah, I've let you down a lot in my life. But I'd like to change all that. I'd like to become a doctor. Stop what happened to you from happening to other people. Remember how you always said you wish you had a doctor in the family? I could start back in school. I've already gotten past the first year, you know, and they say that first year is the hardest. And with that diploma in my hand, I know I could get into college. Hell, maybe even a four-year college. Or medical school. Why not? Make it legal. I know with your genes, I've got the smarts. Even though I was adopted. It's not easy being adopted. Getting every little thing you want. You never could say no, could you? All the other kids had parents that could say no, but not you. No, sirree. Little wonder I called you names behind your back. Behind your front. In front of your front. To your face. I was crying out for help. Like I am now. Daddy. Daddy, if you love me, you'd just say it for once. No matter how hard it was, you'd tell me. You'd say where all that loot is. Where is it? Where is it? Tell me. Yeah, come to. Tell me.
Sponsored by Comics and Comics Toys and Games at 405 California Avenue.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Sid quote, Mystery Playhouse is sponsored by Comics and Comics Toys and Games at 405 California Avenue, unquote. We now return you to the music of Raymond Raquello, playing for you.
Those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute, something's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast.
Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C.
Martial law prevails throughout. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make.
So that we may confront this destructive adversary.
Everything wiped out. This may be the last broadcast. We'll stay here to the end.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what's being said.
Or we can make things so slow you don't care.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Mystery Playhouse.
Or moronic.
90.1.
We can even make it repetitive.
Mystery Playhouse.
Or moronic.
90.1.
We can even make it repetitive. It's our show. We can do anything we want because this is
Mystery Playhouse. 90.1.
Part of class clown was being an imitator, as you probably noticed. But I used to imitate the priests, which was right on the verge of blasphemy, you know. I could do them all rather well. I did Father Byrne the best. Father Byrne was the one who used to celebrate the children's mass. Oh, so that was great, celebrate mass. Yeah, man. Father Byrne did the children's mass, did the sermon every week. He used to do parables about Dusty and Buddy. Dusty was a Catholic, and Buddy was not. And Buddy was always trying to talk Dusty into having a hot dog on Friday. And I could do Father Byrne so well that I often wanted to do him in confession, you know? I wanted to get into Father Byrne's confessional one Saturday, maybe a half hour before he showed up, and get in there and hear a few confessions, you know? Because I knew, according to my faith and religion, that if anyone came in there and really thought I was Father Byrne, and really wanted to be forgiven, and performed the penance I had assigned, they would have been forgiven, man. Because that's what they taught us. It's what's in your mind that counts. Your intentions. That's how we'll judge you, what you want to do. Mortal sin had to be a grievous offense, sufficient reflection, and full consent of the will. You had to wanna. In fact, wanna was a sin all by itself. Thou shalt not wanna. If you woke up in the morning, you said, I'm going down to 42nd Street and commit a mortal sin. Save your car fare. You did it, man. Absolutely. It was a sin for you to want to feel up Ellen. It was a sin for you to plan to feel up Ellen. It was a sin for you to figure out a place to feel up Ellen. It was a sin to take Ellen to the place to feel her up. It was a sin to try to feel her up. And it was a sin to feel her up. There was six sins in one feel, man.
Don't pass judgment on other people, or you might get judged yourself.
What?
I said, don't pass judgment on other people, or else you might get judged too.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Consider the lilies.
Consider the lilies?
Well, the birds, then.
What birds?
Any birds.
Why?
Well, have they got jobs?
Who?
The birds.
Have the birds got jobs?
What's the matter with him?
Says the birds are scrounging.
Oh, look, the point is, the birds, they do all right, don't they?
Well, good luck to them.
Yeah, they're very pretty.
Okay, and you're much more important than they are, right? So what are you worrying about? They are, see?
I'm worrying about what you've got against birds.
I haven't got anything against the birds. Consider the lily.
He's having a go at the flowers now.
Give the flowers a chance. Look, there was this man, and he had two servants.
What were they called?
What?
What were their names?
I don't know. And he gave them some talents.
You don't know?
Well, it doesn't matter.
He doesn't know what they were called.
Oh, they were called Simon and Adrian. Now...
Oh, you said you didn't know.
It really doesn't matter. The point is, there were these two servants.
He's making it up as he goes and knocks.
No, I'm not. And he gave them some... No, wait a minute. Was there three?
Oh, he's three. Terrible.
There were three.
Convinced by a lobster that Brian is the Messiah, a large crowd pursues him outside the city, where, in the hole of a lone hermit...
Oh.
What?
I missed a bit out there. I think you should have
been... No, to the hole of
the hole of a lone hermit, shouldn't it?
I think that's fine, isn't it, Andre?
Hey! Is there another way down? Is there another path down to the river?
Oh, my foot! Oh, damn!
I'm sorry.
Oh, damn and blast it!
I'm sorry.
And you shh me. 18 years of total silence, and you shh me.
What?
I've kept my vow for 18 years. Not a single recognizable articulate sound has passed my lips.
Please, could you be quiet for another 5 minutes?
Oh, it doesn't matter now. I might as well enjoy myself. Times in the last 18 years, I wanted to shout and sing and scream my name out. Oh, I'm alive! I'm born! Nagila!
I'm alive! Hello, birds! Hello, trees! I'm alive! I'm born! Nagila! I'm born! I'm written it!
Master! Master! The master! He is here!
Speak to us! Go away!
A blessing!
How shall we go away, Master?
Oh, just go away! Leave me alone!
Give us a sign!
He has given us a sign! He has brought us to this place!
I didn't bring you here! You just followed me!
Oh, it's still a good sign by any standard!
Master, your people have walked many miles to be with you. They are weary and have not eaten.
It's not my fault they haven't eaten.
There is no food in this high mountain.
Well, what about the juniper bushes over there?
He has made the bush fruitful by his word.
They've brought forth juniper berries.
Of course they've brought forth juniper berries. They're juniper bushes. What do you expect?
Show us another miracle.
Do not tempt him, shallow ones. Is not the miracle of the juniper bushes enough?
I say, those are my juniper bushes.
They are a gift from God.
They're all I've bloody got to eat. I say, get off those bushes. Go on, clear off, I love you.
Lord, I am affected by a bald pat.
I'm healed. The master has healed me.
I didn't touch him.
I was blind and now I can see.
Tell them to stop it. I haven't said a word for 18 years till he came along.
A miracle! He is the Messiah!
Well, he hurt my foot.
Hurt my foot!
Hurt my foot!
Hail, Messiah!
How shall we fuck off, O Lord? Oh, just go away. Leave me alone.
You told these people to eat my juniper berries. You break my bloody foot. You break my vow of silence. And then you try and clean up on my juniper bushes.
Lay off. This is the Messiah, the chosen one.
No, he's not.
An unbeliever. Persecute. Kill the heretic.
The year was 1489. The Black Plague ravaged the continent. It was the hour of the infamous auto da fe, where for public amusement, heretics and non-believers were tortured and burned in a carnival-like atmosphere. And it was guided by the most fearful specter to ever sit in judgment over good and evil, the Grand Inquisitor, Torquemada.
All pay heed. Now enters His Holiness, Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor of the Spanish Inquisition. Torquemada, do not implore him for compassion. Torquemada, do not ask him for mercy. Let's face it, you can't Torquemada anything.
Let all those who wish to confess their evil ways and to accept and embrace the true church convert now, or forever burn in hell. For now begins the Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, sin.
We have a mission to convert the Jews. We're gonna teach them
wrong from right.
We're gonna help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact you're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gonna vault.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing
that we'd go away.
But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
The Inquisition. Oh, boy. The Inquisition. What joy. The Inquisition. Oi, oi.
I was sitting in a temple. I was minding my own business. I was listening to a lovely Hebrew mass. Then these papist persons plunge in and they throw me in a dungeon and they shove a red hot poker up my ass. Is that considerate? Is that polite? And not a tube of preparation H in sight.
I'm sitting flicking chickens and I'm looking for the pickings, and suddenly these guys break down my balls. I didn't even know them, and they grabbed me by the scrotum, and they started playing ping-pong with my balls. Oi, the agony! Ooh, the shame! To make my privates public for a game?
The Inquisition!
What a show!
The Inquisition!
Here we go!
We know you're wishing
that we go away!
But the Inquisition's here and it's here to...
Hey, Torquemada, what do you say?
I just got back from the auto da fe.
Auto da fe? What's an auto da fe?
It's what you oughtn't to do, but you do anyway. Skip, scat, voodly bat, doodly day. When you convert?
No, 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 no.
When you confess?
No, 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 no.
When you refight?
No, 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 no.
Will you say yes?
No, 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 no.
Now I ask in a nice way, I said pretty please. I bent their ears, now I'll work on their knees. Any converts today?
Not a one. Nay, nay, nay.
We've flattened their fingers. We've branded their buns. Nothing is working. Send in the nuns.
Oh,
permission that we go away. So come on, you Muslims and you Jews, we got big news for all of you. You better change your point of view today, because the inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Your Holiness, we welcome you to our country with love. This may be your first visit to our shores as Pope, but you are not a stranger to us. We know you well, for you have touched the world as few have ever done before. We Americans think of ourselves as people of action, too. We believe that as a nation, we have a responsibility in helping others in our common pursuit of peace and justice. And in that, Pope John Paul, we see you as one of our very own. We Americans of every faith have come to love you in a very special way. And so, on behalf of the American people, and on behalf of my husband, the President of the United States, welcome to America.
First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican right. Processional, step into that small confessional. There, the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican right.
Moses went to the mountain and God spoke unto him.
Moses, this is the Lord thy God commanding you to obey my law. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, I hear you. A deaf man could hear you.
What?
Nothing, Gornish, forget it. Oh, Lord, why have you chosen me? What would you have me do for you?
I shall give you my laws, and you shall take them unto the people.
Yes, Lord! Wow. Lord, I shall give these laws unto thy people. Hear me! Oh, hear me. All pay heed. The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Oi. 10 commandments for all to obey.
Rome.
Hello, Mother.
Don't you hello, Mother, me. What are all those people doing out there?
Come
on, what have you been up to, my lad?
I think they must have popped by for something.
Popped by? Swarmed by, more like. There's a multitude out there.
They started following me yesterday.
Well, they can stop following you right now. Now, stop following my son. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
The Messiah! The Messiah! Show us the Messiah!
nobody. You've got to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
You're all different.
Yes, we are all different.
I'm not. You all got to work it out for yourself.
Yes, we've got to work it out for ourselves.
Exactly. Anyone tell you what to do? Otherwise, out! No!
That wasn't a minute.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Now stop that and go away.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you a virgin?
I beg your pardon?
Well, if it's not a personal question, are you a virgin?
If it's not a personal question, how much more personal can you get? Now, piss off!
And now, Inbred Theatre's presentation of Pork Bucket Place, starring Sissy Spacek and Senator Jesse Helms.
Oh, do stop growling like an old bar.
Why don't you bend over and squeal like a pig, you skanky little beast? Come here, I got you.
Stop it, let
come
me
here,
go.
Come on, give it up, baby.
Come on, I want to watch my religious program.
Watch out, world. Something big is coming your way. They're alive. They're bold. They're friendly. They're the crazy Christians. Walking down your street, sharing with your neighbors, sharing with your children, and yes, even sharing with you. Last Supper Pictures presents the Crazy Christians. There's nothing else like it. They carry a Bible in their hand and a smile on their face. They touch people's lives wherever they go. Many may laugh in mockery, but soon you will be laughing with joy as you meet up with the Crazy Christians. You'll see scenes like this.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, why aren't you in church? You know it's Sunday.
I don't go to church.
Sinner! You will burn! You will burn in the bowels of hell! The flames will eat you! You will die!
Yes, where crazy Christians go, joy and love follow. Watch out. They're everywhere spreading the good news.
So what are our responsibilities? I'll tell you what they are. First, we must convert. We must convert the heathen if we have to force it down his throat. It's medicine. It's for his own good. He may not want it, but it's for his own good. And likewise, we must have his money. For money is the root to all evil. And the more the church has, the less there is for Satan to influence with. God strike me if it won't solve.
Yes, soon even you will be saying things like, praise the Lord, in Jesus' name, and it's all gonna burn. No more will you be filled with fear, frustration, and depression when your life is touched by those crazy Christians. The world is ready. Christ is returning. See it and believe it. Crazy Christians is appearing everywhere.
Rated B. Only those believing will be admitted.
Be at the Astrodome on the 30th. Bring your prayer offerings. And remember, we do accept all major credit cards. Ushers, please be there by 11. And now, a man I'm sure you're all familiar with, our very own Brother Bob.
He saw the Jack of Diamonds coming down from Galilee. He wore a Gucci cowboy hat, designer jeans and beads. He spoke in broken Jewish. He said, I know what you need. Just take your weary boots, my friend, and follow your fellow heed. Save me from this living hell, came this revelation scream. It shook the walls and rattled windows in his nightmare dream. Free me from this prison, Lord, I will serve unto you. I can no longer bear this suffering life in Malibu. So he got born again. He reached that rocky bottom. He got born again. Well, he knew his soul was rotten. Well, he hopped that slow train coming. No more bad trips and bumming. His raspy song became the Lord's refrain. Now you can call him Zimmy, or you can call him Ray. He might not even know him, though he's not gone away. As your passage through that land of plastic discs these days seems hostile, don't look in folk or rock and roll, you'll find him under gospel. Cause he got born again, he reached that rock and bottom. He got born again, well he knew his soul was rotten. Well he hopped that slow train coming, no more bad trips and bumming. His raspy song became the Lord's refrain.
Thank you, Bob. You're a great Jew and an even better Christian. What are you this week? Folks, welcome back to God Speak. Our next guest has been born again in the truest sense of the word. But this time, she's dedicating her life to Jesus Christ instead of Jack Kennedy. Happy re-birthday to you, Marilyn Monroe.
I'm ever so happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere. You know, my previous existence on Earth was nothing but a shameless evocation of carnal pleasures. Men used to fawn and photograph over my ankles, my legs, my thighs, my tummy, my waist, my breasts, my mouth.
What about your ears?
No, not my ears. I have funny ears.
And those funny ears are listening to the Lord right now, aren't they, Marilyn?
What?
Marilyn, why don't you give us a demonstration of how you're going to be healing people on your show? Let's see, do we have any gimps in the audience tonight?
Well, there's a blind man in the wings.
Oh, the poor man, send him out.
Where she at? Where that healing lady at? I want my ass healed up.
Oh.
Oh, there you is.
Oh, Lord, cure this poor blind man. Let him see again.
Sweet wine. Look at those tits.
Hallelujah, he can see. Ladies and gentlemen.
I wish you'd all join voices with me as I raise my lungs in a song. Come on, everybody. And you too, Jimmy Jones. Help me sing my theme song. I was a lost lamb.
Meat on the hoof, drowning in sensual sin. Dick or Jim, but now I'm a virgin again. Oh yes, my body,
yes, my body
is for God.
Yes, for God.
I won't sleep with Satan anymore. Yes, it was fun,
it was fun,
but it was wrong.
It was wrong.
Only sex with Jesus from now on.
Thrusting lips, these thrusting hips, were once touched by Satan's fingertips.
I tell you that Marilyn Monroe is so scary.
As you might have been able to tell, our theme today is Christmas, and therefore Christ. So we're having a very special Christian show today. Unfortunately, Vampirella was not able to make it. She's out flying to see someone. Nevertheless, keeping in this Christmas spirit, we now have the Wonder Woman episode, The Christmas Story with that wonderful woman. And I wish you could be here to take a few tips.
As an unsuspecting world prepares to celebrate that happiest of holidays, Christmas, a powerful nuclear submarine running silent and deep under the massive polar ice cap makes its way north to a spot directly below the only inhabited region in an otherwise desolate world of ice and snow.
Navigational bearings read out, computer.
Navigational bearings read out, latitude 90.0 degrees north, longitude 0 degrees.
Excellent. Engine room, all engines stop.
All engines stop.
Proceed with drilling operation.
Drilling operation proceeding.
A powerful laser drill operating through the conning tower cuts a hole straight up through the ice, through which the captain climbs and steps out into the snow-covered streets of the tiny sleeping village above. Making his way unerringly to the home of the white-bearded patriarch of the community, he bursts in the door, gun in hand.
You there! Get up! Get up!
What time is it?
Never mind. Get up and get dressed. You're coming with me.
But where? It isn't time to ride and the reindeer...
No questions. Move!
Silently, he walks back to the hole in the ice and now into the waiting sun. The captain wastes no time.
All engines, full speed ahead.
All engines, full speed ahead.
And like a gray-black ghost, her massive engines purring softly in the murky depths, the powerful sub sails silently south with its precious cargo. The next morning, the international airways are crackling with reports of an event of cataclysmic import. From the Soviet Union, we hear...
This is Radio Moscow. That we announce that our beloved Grandfather Frost is lost. The implications of this catastrophe transcend all ideological and national barriers.
In France, a weeping announcer can barely get the words out.
The unthinkable, the unspeakable, the unbelievable has happened. Papa Noel has disappeared. Il est perdu, lost, gone, vanished.
This is the voice of Vienna. St. Nicholas is missing. It is rumored that he fell through a hole in the ice and possibly drowned.
And from America, an incredulous newsman with a typically American response.
Santa Claus gone? Impossible.
In the UN building in New York, an emergency executive meeting of the Security Council is called into session.
The devastating effect of this event on the children of the world on this day before Christmas could be a tragedy beyond measure. I propose, therefore, that an international investigating commission be sent to the North Pole immediately. Santa Claus must ride again.
But on a supposedly deserted island in the Pacific, an old enemy of Wonder Woman gloats over the success of her plan.
Well done, von Richter.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Once before I had a plan. A plan that failed only because of Wonder Woman. But phase one of my new master plan has now been completed. And this time, I shall not fail.
You will not fail, Your Majesty.
For I am Brunhilde, mighty Teutonic goddess, returned from Valhalla on a sacred mission. And no one, not even Wonder Woman, shall stand in my way.
Meanwhile, on sunny Paradise Isle, her ancestral home and legendary home of the Amazons, Wonder Woman walks along the beach with her mother, Queen Hippolyte, unaware of the turmoil raging in the outside world at that moment.
Oh, Mother, it's been so wonderful to be home, free of the troubles and worries of the world of ordinary humans, if only for a little while.
To take the cares of that world on your shoulders was your own choice, Diana. And now there is no turning back for you. You must return. It is the law of the gods.
And as Wonder Woman flies back to America in her invisible plane, far above in the realm of the gods, Aphrodite, goddess of love, listens to a boastful god of war, the mighty Mars.
And there you have it, my dear Aphrodite. All the elements of this little play are in place. All the actors on stage. Once again, my powers and yours face each other in the classic confrontation about to take place down there in the world of humans.
Good against evil, love against hate, light against darkness.
Platitudes, nothing but empty platitudes. War is the natural human condition, the only reality. Peace is an illusion, refuge of the weak. Only the strong deserve to survive.
And so once again you plan to set the world afire.
And you must admit, my emissary is efficient, her plan ingenious, and her timing a masterpiece.
To bring war at the time of year celebrated as a time of peace on earth and goodwill toward man, this is indeed cruelty unworthy even of the god of war.
Forever moralizing. Such an exercise in futility.
But your plan will fail, for there is on Earth a champion of the forces of love who has foiled your plans before and will do it again. Wonder Woman.
We shall see. We shall see. But now, let the play go on.
And back on Earth, in the children's ward of a hospital in Washington, D.C.
Wonder Woman, you kept your promise.
I got here as soon as I could.
The children have been very depressed over Santa's disappearance. Everyone knows about it.
Poor things. I just heard the news myself. I'll do my best to cheer them up.
And as Wonder Woman moves from bed to bed, the sad little faces light up at the sight of their famous visitor.
Are you really Wonder Woman?
Yes, I am. What's your name?
I'm Susie.
Susie. What a nice name. And what would you like Santa to bring you tonight?
A doll and a teddy bear.
Okay, Susie. I'll see that Santa gets the message.
Wonder Woman?
Yes?
Will you help find Santa so that he can ride tonight?
Don't worry, Susie. I'll do my best. And what's your name, young man?
I'm Johnny. Johnny Appleton.
And what would you like for Christmas, Johnny?
A baseball and a baseball glove and a bat.
A ball, a glove, and a bat?
Yeah, because someday I'm going to walk again and run and play with the other kids and everything.
That's wonderful, Johnny. And I promise you, your name will be at the top of Santa's list.
But what if you can't find Santa?
We'll find him. You'll see.
Her name is Beth. She's been this way all day.
Oh, my! Tears on the day before Christmas? Would you like to tell me what's wrong, Beth?
Oh, it's Wonder Woman.
I'd like to help you, if you'll let me.
Nobody can help.
Maybe Santa can. If it's something you want, I'll tell him, and maybe he'll bring it to you.
Santa Claus isn't coming tonight.
Of course he is. I saw him downstairs.
That's only a make-believe Santa Claus. The real Santa Claus isn't coming. I know he isn't.
I'm afraid there's no consoling her.
If only we had some idea where he might be.
Wonder Woman, there's an urgent call for you. You're wanted at the White House immediately.
Thank you for coming, Wonder Woman.
I am honored, Mr. President, but I don't understand...
It's about the Santa Claus kidnapping.
Kidnapping? So that's what it was.
Yes. We received a radio message from the kidnappers. We don't know who they are, where they're holding him, or why. But they demanded that you be present when they contact us again.
The call is coming in, Mr. President. Stand by.
Mr. President, is Wonder Woman there?
Yes, she is here.
Good. Then listen carefully. In return for the release of your precious Mr. Claus, we demand $500 million, delivered personally by Wonder Woman. She must come alone, here to Christmas Island, and no tricks, At the first sight of any planes, submarines, or warships, the prisoner will be executed. That is all.
And so, von Richter, phase two has begun.
Excellent, Your Majesty.
And now, do you know what happens when Wonder Woman arrives?
Well, I thought...
We will take her prisoner, put her in the dungeon with our other prisoner, and then, as we take off in our specially equipped command plane to carry out the third and final phase of our plan...
Yes, Majesty?
Wonder Woman and Santa Claus and Christmas Island will all be blown to kingdom come in one great explosion. And do you see the delightful symbolism in this?
Symbolism? Ah, yes, Santa Claus, a place called Christmas.
The decadent trappings of a decadent world. I shall restore the Germany of old, the power of the ancient gods, and the glory of the Master Race!
Yahool! The Master Race!
And with our robot satellites in orbit, ready to bomb the major capitals of the world at my command, I shall demand the surrender of all nations in the United Nations, and we shall fly to Washington, D.C., where I will be crowned Queen of the World!
Heil Brunhilde!
Soon, Wonder Woman and her invisible plane is racing at incredible speed to her rendezvous with Doomsday on a remote island in the mid-Pacific.
The ocean is so large and that island so small, but I must find it for the sake of children everywhere. Ah, that must be it. That atoll down there looks uninhabited. No buildings visible. Nothing but coral reefs and...
Wonder Woman! Calling Wonder Woman!
Wonder Woman here. Go ahead.
On the inside rim of the coral reef, you will see a blinking light.
Yes, I see it.
It marks a camouflaged landing platform. You will land there. The platform will descend, carrying you to my subterranean command post. Bring the money and do not attempt to communicate with anyone.
As Wonder Woman lands on the platform, it descends far below the surface and stops. A door opens, and she steps out into a brilliantly lit cavern, in the center of which stands...
Brunhilde! I thought that voice was familiar.
Wonder Woman, alias Diana Prince. I've been looking forward to this moment for a long time.
There's no time for small talk. I've brought the money. Here it is. Now, turn your prisoner over to me, as per our agreement.
Certainly. Come with me. Von Richter, open the cell door.
Yes, Majesty.
As Wonder Woman steps inside to lead the prisoner out, the door slams shut behind her.
There you are. Company for the prisoner of Christmas Island.
I should have expected a trick of some kind.
In warfare, there are no tricks. Only tactics and strategy. And this tactic has succeeded. You, as a prisoner, I really wanted, not that fat little man.
Then why not release him? Let him ride tonight, for the sake of little children everywhere.
He will ride no more. From now on, there will be a new order, a new discipline, a new race. There will be no room for the sentimental claptrap and nonsense that he represents. And now we leave you.
What are you going to do with us?
Since even you cannot break through the indestructible metal cell door is made of, I'll tell you. My command plane is in a hangar in the next room. Von Richter and I will board that plane. When we reach the surface and take off, the push of one button will destroy you and the fat one and this ridiculous little island.
How nice.
The push of a second button will release nuclear bombs from my satellites, which will destroy New York, London, and Moscow. The push of a third button...
Well, what about the third button?
If the United Nations do not surrender unconditionally and crown me Queen of the World, I shall destroy every major city on Earth. And now, Wonder Woman, goodbye forever.
But Brunhilde had forgotten the powers of Wonder Woman's magic tiara. Pounding the rock wall of the dungeon with the tiara, Wonder Woman cuts through it like butter, and the cell door to which it was attached falls off at a touch.
There! We are free! Come, good friend! We must hurry!
Running to the platform that had brought her down to the cavern, they board her invisible plane, and the platform rises to the surface just in time for them to see Brunhilde's plane take off.
We must get off this island before she blows it up. Hurry, robot plane! Made it just in time. Gotta bring down that command plane now. Can't let her destroy the world's greatest cities.
Maneuvering her speedy craft close to Brunhilde's plane, Wonder Woman hurls her magic lasso around the tail of a much larger plane, just as Brunhilde is gloating over the destruction of Christmas Island and the supposed demise of her most dangerous foe, and prepares to send the electronic command to the satellites to drop their bombs.
Phase two has been completed for the Richter. Wonder Woman is no more. Now we proceed to phase...
Something's jamming the tail controls, forcing us down. We're going to crash!
And as Wonder Woman watches the plane sink beneath the waves, suddenly she sees an extraordinary sight.
A great white horse rising out of the water, carrying a Valkyrie. Like the legend of old, it's Brunhilde.
Yes, it was the warrior maiden Brunhilde on her final journey to Valhalla, home of the fallen god heroes, never to return to Earth again. After notifying Washington of the necessity of disarming Brunhilde's orbiting satellites, Wonder Woman flies her companion back to his headquarters in the far north.
We made it, and in time. Thank you, Wonder Woman, not just for what you have done for me, but for the children of the world.
And at the stroke of midnight, once again we hear a familiar voice and a welcome sound as Santa rides again.
On Vixen, on Prancer, on Rudolph, on Dancer, and Merry Christmas, Wonder Woman, and everyone.